We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Let the record show it took 30 seconds for Nate to be in studio to start showing a video of Vali Lama to our friend Andrew from Pro Athlete. But right now we have a fun announcement and a great giveaway as well. Jake, this is going to blow your mind. And a lot of things blow your mind
right
nowadays. And so what we have here is we have Adam Ellert, who's the president of the T-Bones, good friends of Sports Radio 810 WHB, and also the Border Patrol. I gave away some tickets to the T-Bones yesterday at our remote at out at the Old Town Barber College, and always popular. People always love to go out there with their families like I do and enjoy some T-Bones baseball. And also one of my favorite places in all of Kansas City, Pro Athlete Inc., Pro Athlete, the CEO Pro Athlete, Andrew Dowles is here. So we have a president and we have a CEO in studio, and then you got me and Nate. So that's, well, that seems odd. Let's first say hello to the president of the T-Bones, Adam Ellert. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Steven, I'm terrific. Thanks for having us. We're happy to be here.
Well, thank you very much for coming out here. And of course, Andrew Dowles, CEO of Pro Athlete. I've done several remotes out there. Always great to work with you guys. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I feel like I've seen you a lot over the last couple of weeks.
Well, you know, I saw
How do you feel about that?
Well, yeah, right? Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
So they were at the Chiefs charity game trivia night that I was emceed. Mm-hmm. They were there at Vali Lama, and we're going to get to that right now. You know that you crushed Nate Buchady's hopes and dreams, right?
I heard this.
I left. Yeah. I had to leave with my family a little early, and they were heading to the semifinals. And Nate was just, hey, I'll bring the trophy in that we win tomorrow morning. All right. He'd already had the championship done.
Yes, sir.
And then he ran into a buzzsaw. Pro Athlete Inc. Now, you were like the coach manager, kind of, or was that how would you describe your role in that?
Yeah, like the GM,
right.
I think.
Okay,
the
GM.
Kind of picked the team. Yeah, there you go.
So
somebody said to me too, so you know, I thought I did a pretty good job of bringing in a couple of ringers to play on my team. Two of my cousins played college tennis, and they keep themselves in pretty good shape, so they're athletic, and I'm like, okay, we're going to be playing against all these celebrities that don't really know how to play pickleball, and we're going to work them. And we went through the group stage undefeated. We smoked everybody, got a first round bye into the knockout rounds. We survived a tough, hard-fought game against Paul Long's team in the quarterfinals, and I'm thinking we're gonna win this trophy.
Nope.
And somebody said, I think it was Chase from Charlie Hustle said, "Hey, who do you got in the semis?" And I said, "I think we're playing against Pro Athlete." He goes, "Oh, they win everything.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what, like if it's a competition of some sort, if it's a celebrity tournament,
they win it all.
Whatever the sport is, they win everything." And then all of a sudden, I was like, "Man, this could be the real deal." And we come, I don't know who your guys were, but they were legit pickleball players. They weren't like, my cousins are like tennis players that have played a few times at pickleball. Your guys were like, they knew all the ins and outs. They smoked us.
The name of the company's Pro Athlete.
Yeah.
What did you think you were going to do?
So it was a rude awakening.
Yes.
It was a rude awakening.
Congratulations, by the way, Andrew.
Well, we actually didn't win.
Well, but don't go for beating me.
Yeah. We did.
But
I have to throw that out there.
You played for the title, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You played for the championship. We did.
So Jason and Max were the two. Max plays in a pickleball league down at Chicken and Pickle.
Yep.
And then I might as well throw this out there. We have a basketball court in our facility, and we have a pickleball net. So that kind of lets the cat out of the bag. So now that makes you feel a little bit better.
No,
right?
It doesn't.
No. It was the difference in quality on the court was apparent. Like after the first 2 points, I was like, we're in trouble, boys. This is going to be a tough one.
So if anyone's been paying attention to social media, you guys have been talking about a special announcement to be made. And so Adam Ellert, president of the T-Bones, tell us all about what we're here to talk about and what the announcement is.
Thank you, Stephen. The big announcement, and I'll get to that in a moment, but let me talk a little bit about the evolution and following on the heels of Pro Athlete's wonderful pickleball conquest.
That's right.
over Nate. that's a big indicator of our attraction to them as a partner. They're really good at what they do. They're winners. They're quality people. They are athletes, and they're a lot of fun to work with. They've been sponsors of the T-Bones for a number of years, largely when they host their annual Pro Athlete Day, which is a baseball game between two different teams within the company. And it's really cool. It's a lot of fun. It's at the end of our season, generally in September, late September, early October. And they do things really, really well. And so it's been fun to get to know them. And speaking of the basketball court and pickleball court that Andrew is so proud of, I got to know Andrew and Scott Hedrick, the chairman, a little bit more closely over this winter and took a really nice tour of their facility and came away fully impressed.
It's wonderful.
It is. It is. I'm glad I was only there for an afternoon. I'm surprised I was able to leave or that you didn't kick me out. It's a pretty cool place. But again, that's a further indicator of how well they do things and how well I think it fits with our brand of fun well done. So, long way to go, much ado about nothing. We had a terrifically successful naming rights sponsor of the ballpark for 15 years with Community America Credit Union. I can't say enough good things about them. I think they still speak very fondly of us. They are still a partner and a sponsor, but frankly, we are minor league baseball. We help them outgrow us, and we're really proud of that. I think it's an absolute success story. So with that, we were almost a little bit too successful for our own good in that nobody wanted to follow their name. Long way to go. We are here to announce the new name of the ballpark and the field is Just Bats Field at T-Bone Stadium. So we're thrilled for this partnership. We are really proud of this neat brand that is Pro Athlete's primary brand, which is Just Bats. And that's an evolution. And I won't get into your brand, Andrew, but the evolution of Just Bats from JustBats.com. But it's everything you think.
That's awesome. Congratulations. And so, the studio audience loves it. Andrew, now tell us your side of the story and what that means for you guys. And you guys are recognized as one of the best places to work in Kansas City, really in the Midwest, maybe in the country, because I've told people, and I tell these guys when I go out there, I mean, you guys got a sports bar in there for your employees for after work. You've got a pool. You got a full court basketball. You got a batting cage. I mean, just it goes on and on. And my man, you've got a gourmet chef where I've gone up there and had lunch several times. And so, you always talk about how you want people to know what a great place Pro Athlete is to work, and this is going to help that. And also, Just Bats, people all know all about JustBats.com. So, tell us what this means to Pro Athlete and Just Bats.
Yeah, so it was the next logical step, I think, for us. We, have tried to create a really cool work environment, in our Kansas City office, and just are trying to continue to partner with other local Kansas City organizations, and who better than another baseball organization. And the fun well done really helped kind of, make that just an even better partnership. They like to do fun well, and so do we. One of our core values is build a fun and trusted work environment. You've been able to be up there several times and witness it. And, for 6 years we did a game out at their stadium. And I hear every time from our employees, that's their favorite event.
They had a pretty good band out there doing live music a couple of years,
Minor Rewind.
That's right.
So, we do all kinds of fun stuff out there. We have a band after, in-between innings things, and, you have walk-up music and everything. But I think over those 6 years, we just realized, wow, we have a lot in common with this organization. And dealing with Adam over the last couple months, it just was really refreshing to know that there's another company out there that has some similar values to us. So it just all made a ton of sense.
And so now for the people that are listening and then maybe haven't had a chance to check out Twitter, or if you've already seen this, we have to commemorate this wonderful event. You have an opportunity to win a fabulous prize right now. And Andrew, if you want to tell us a little bit about it, I just retweeted it. You can check out my Twitter account at SSJWHB. You definitely want to go check out at Pro Athlete Inc. And so tell us what people can do that are listening to the Border Patrol and to celebrate this union between Just Bats and the T-Bones.
Yeah, so retweet, and I think that'll enter you to win 4 tickets to tonight's T-Bones game and a $500 gift card to JustBats.com.
About that. And anyone that has a kid that plays baseball, or softball, and you know that Just Bats is the place to go, and $500 can go a long way for getting the equipment needed. So tell us a little bit about Just Bats, too, for people that aren't quite as familiar.
Yeah. So Pro Athlete's the name of our company. Just Bats are, you know, most popular brand. And we also have JustGloves.com, but we do the majority of our business on Just Bats. And, you know, we've been in business for over 30 years. The Hedrick family started a little sporting goods store up in North Kansas City, you know, in 1987, and it's just blossomed. Scott, our current chairman and owner, took it online in, you know, around 99, and we've been an online company selling bats and gloves since then.
That's awesome. And also, I want to mention that we, Adam, we have some tickets. If some people would like to go to see the T-Bones, what do you have for us?
We do. We've got 8 sets of 4 tickets for tonight's game.
Okay.
Where the grand unveiling of a whole bunch of beautiful Just Bat signage will happen. We've as Andrew has alluded, we do all sorts of promotions and fun things. On Friday nights, we have skydivers. We've also got an appearance by a guy tonight named Pat Mahomes.
Oh, boy. Now, Patrick Mahomes Sr. is going to be out.
Yeah, oh, yes, yes, right, yes. Right, thank you for the clarification.
But that's all right, though.
Yes,
but he's going to throw out the first pitch.
He will.
Right?
He's going to throw out the first pitch. He's going to sign autographs. He will be there.
And he's a really – I've had a chance to actually watch half of a game with him. He's a great guy. And that's going to be a lot of fun for people to come out and meet him. Longtime pitcher in the major leagues. And, of course, at least half responsible for giving us the gift known as Patrick Mahomes II.
That's a pretty nice connection, and reminds me of several years ago, we had the privilege of providing to Pat Jr. his first professional Kansas City jersey. The day that
that's
he
right.
was in town,
that's right.
The day he was in town to sign his contract with the Chiefs, he made an appearance at our ballpark, and we handed him a jersey that said Kansas City, which he has now made famous, or infamous, I guess.
No, with, it's famous. With, that's not infamous.
That's exactly right.
That was, I think, out of all the things he's worn, and he has not taken a false step in this town. Every single thing he's done has made him more popular. Like every single thing he does, he just gets more popular. The two things he's worn that have gotten the best reviews was the Len Dawson hooded sweatshirt when he wore that with the picture of Len Dawson smoking a cigarette and drinking a Fresca at halftime of the Super Bowl, and when he wore the sleeveless T-Bones jersey and the jorts at the Kansas Speedway. I mean, that was like that. He's never been more popular than when he wore that.
I'm glad we could have a small hand
right.
in Pat Mahomes' popularity.
Yeah.
That's
Did you
cool.
have any idea, though, how crazy that was going to go when you gave him that jersey and how viral? I mean,
of course not. None whatsoever. I mean, we, of course, didn't have the fashion sense to modify it to sleeveless, but that's,
that's
all
right.
Patrick.
Have you guys thought about doing that? Just like going sleeveless, you know, as a team uniform?
We have thought about it, but no one on our roster has Pat's sense of style.
That's right. A good point.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
That's right. Maybe just one night we'll see the whole team out there in jorts, which I think a lot of people would appreciate. And so what do people have to do to win the tickets and the $500 gift card to Just Bats? If you go to Pro Athlete Inc. and all you have to do is retweet and follow Pro Athlete Inc. before 10 a.m., before the end of the show, you'll be entered to win, and you guys are going to pick someone at random, someone that is followed, and they'll end up winning a $500 gift card at Just Bats. And I know Nate's son plays baseball. I mean, hey, if you're a baseball dad, the $500 gift card at Just Bats,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got to get Benny out there in the cage.
We got to get Nate up there.
Well, here's the thing. Nate, if Nate comes in, Benny won't get any swings in because Nate will be in there. Let me show you what I used to be in Bitch Awards.
I'll take him on.
Right.
You know,
will you?
We used to, in the batting cages, we used to play a game called Automatic, you know, where if you hit the screen on the line, it's a single. If you hit it over the pitching machine, it's a double. If you hit it on the ground, it's an out. You know, it's like I'd take my son on.
Could we?
No
can
mercy.
Could we have a Border Patrol day out there? We come out there maybe with our interns and have an intern Olympics, perhaps?
Let's do it.
Would you guys like to be able to involve our interns in that in a physical competition? Jake? And then have Jake and Nate, because there's a lot of talk about who's the better athlete.
One of us would end up in the hospital.
Well, you know, what are the different things they could do out there? Swim.
It's better than both of us.
Play in the batting cage. You got basketball. What else? We got some weights.
Yep. Pickleball, obviously.
Yeah, the pickleball.
Pickleball.
There's 5 events right there.
Yeah. Racquetball, we can do.
6.
You know. Ping pong,
7,
pool,
8, billiards,
Border Patrol Olympics.
Okay, video,
Border
you
Patrol,
get a Papa Shot,
decathlon,
okay, 9,
Papa Shot.
I'm in.
That's what I'm talking about.
Manicures, pedicures, facials, massages,
that's me.
Haircuts.
I'll compete in that. I think we had, let's set something up for charity. Nate versus Jake. Border
like
Patrol Olympics.
Ten events.
Let's do it.
Okay, but it's got to be independently judged by the good people at Pro Athlete because there'll be a lot of wild accusations here.
That's fine.
And then maybe go have a home run derby out at Just Bats Field at T-Bone Stadium. Yeah. See it, right?
Absolutely. It. You got it.
Nailed
You're
it.
On it.
See how quick that happens?
That guy's a pro.
All right, it's how about callers 8 and 10. We'll each give them a 4-pack of tickets for tonight. Callers 8 and 10 at 913-3810-810. But then don't forget, if you want to be in the running to get 4 tickets to the game tonight and the $500 gift card to Just Bats right now, go to Pro Athlete Inc. on Twitter. You got to retweet it, and you got to follow them, and you could end up winning 4 more tickets to the T-Bones and a $500 gift card to Just Bats. And so, again, before we run out of time, Adam, any final comments or thoughts on the T-Bones and this partnership, and what's this going to mean moving forward to you guys? Because it seems like it's a great match made in heaven.
It really is. And thank you guys to our friends at 810 for having us this morning.
Sure.
Andrew, we're really proud of this partnership. And it's fun to hear the evolution already of the decathlon between you guys.
Yeah,
we're just going to concentrate on baseball.
Right,
and I can say that very proudly as the league defending champion.
You're the champs.
Yeah, see that ring on your finger right there?
Thank you.
That's
it doesn't work well on radio, but I'll happily pass it around the room.
That's some bling right there.
So we're starting a 3-game series tonight against Winnipeg, and then we're off for 3 days for our All-Star game. And it's cool. We've got 4 player representatives. We also have 4 coach representatives, owing to the fact that we are the defending champion. So our 4 coaches will lead the Southern Division All-Stars.
That's awesome.
I just want to say, as a proud native of Kansas City, Kansas, I really appreciate both of you guys for being invested in the KCK community, because when I was in 7th grade, my father moved us out to Piper from Eastern KCK. Contrary to many people's reports, I did not move to a lake.
He lived on a big lake.
But we were close to a lake. But we moved out to Piper.
I thought you were on Piper Lake.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what Aaron Swartz tried to tell everybody. But anyway, and when we moved out there at that time, that was 30-some years ago, there was nothing out there. I mean, it was, you had to drive all the way into town to get to a grocery store. And now, the Legends, that whole area has absolutely blossomed. It's beautiful out there. And I believe the T-Bones and that stadium is one of the real centerpieces to the development of that area. Everybody knows it started with the racetrack, but the baseball stadium was next. And then Children's Mercy Park came in after that. So I just want to thank both of you. Every time I go out there, I'm obviously out there a lot. I look around and I pinch myself and think, I can't believe that this has happened in KCK. So as a person who was born and raised in KCK, I thank you guys both for your investment in the community there. Thank you.
Thank you, Nate. That's nice to hear, and especially in the context. We're in the middle of our 17th season.
That's
hard.
Oh, my
that?
Gosh. Yeah. Wow. That's
hard awesome. And again, if you don't win tickets on the show, you can get all the information about upcoming games and buy tickets, tbonesbaseball.com. And, of course, if you need a baseball bat, justbats.com. Anything else they need to know about Pro Athlete?
Thank you guys for the platform to make this announcement, and thanks to Adam and the T-Bones.
And so I know that sometimes you can put on the spot and you just say yes. This Nate versus Jake decathlon could be one of the biggest, most overhyped events in the history of this radio station if you just allow it to happen.
It's going
to
happen.
All right.
You guys just say when and we'll make it happen.
We've been talking about some type of event. We've chatted about.
But now like all under one house.
No, but those are like, we do a long distance and then a sprint. No. But now this is, I mean, we have an arena for this.
And we have food.
See, and then you go.
I'm not
one of
competing
the best
against Jake in any food eating competitions. I'm just going to say that right now.
That's all
right.
I still got it.
It's
I am
healthy.
Not
it's
competing against
food.
Jake in that.
It's healthy food. Don't worry about that. And so, again, thank you guys so much for the time, and congratulations on this great partnership. Just Bats Field at T-Bone Stadium. Adam Ellert, the president of the T-Bones, Andrew Dallas, CEO of Pro Athlete. Thank you, guys, and we'll give away some more tickets in the next hour. And don't forget, Pro Athlete Inc., follow them on Twitter, retweet and follow, and you could end up winning 4 tickets to the T-Bones and a $500 gift card to justbats.com. We'll be back after this on WHB.